Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hello, After Buzzers. American Idol is back, and what an emotional roller coaster. I'm talking about ups, downs, highs, and lows. We're talking all things season 17. Keep it locked.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
After Buzz. Rekaya, oh my God, how's it going?
Good. I'm excited to be here tonight.
Let the people know who you are.
Yes. So again, my name is Rekaya. I'm excited to be here. It's my first show. So this is going to be a good time. I'm excited for season 17 of American Idol.
And you all know me. I'm Pietra Elise. And thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get into American Idol season 17, the first episode tonight. What is your overall thoughts?
Well, aside from tears, in the Margie Mays. That's my whole thoughts of the entire episode, but I have never cried so much.
I know.
We were like a ball of tears.
Exactly. And I'm not sure if you all have tuned in tonight, but just to let you know, tonight's episode was extremely emotional. Okay. Yes. I don't think I have cried watching an episode, like just one episode, in so long. I mean, from the first contestant to the last contestant, there were so many wonderful stories, so many contestants just coming in, dreamers. I mean, did you have any favorites?
Yes. So Nick, the one that lost both of his brothers, that's when I lost it. Like you said, this was an emotional roller coaster, this entire episode, 2 hour long episode of that. Mm-hmm. So, we experienced highs and lows, but I think Nick was like my favorite because you could feel the pain and passion. Like Lionel said, like there's nothing that you can't practice a natural cry.
Yes.
And that's what his voice had. And I think he's like one of my favorites. I'm pulling for him.
And just to let you all know, like outside of Nick, I literally, it touched, and it's interesting because the whole episode, I was like bawling, like crying. And literally when he came, it was like this strength that came out of nowhere because I know what that's like. I lost my sister as well.
Oh, wow.
So I really know what that's like to go through that. And not only to lose someone, but they committed suicide.
Wow.
So it was a contestant. Basically, both of his brothers committed suicide and he basically was auditioning for them. And everybody with a touching story literally got a yes. And that's what I was so happy for because I just thought, oh my God, they're so amazing. And what if they get turned around?
Now, I'm not going to lie. Like when I watch American Idol and I see these competition shows, sometimes I'm like, what if they suck? Like, what if they can't sing? And then you hear like this amazing story and then they sing and you're like, oh, wah, wah, wah. Mm-hmm. But I will say this season, what I can appreciate about it and what I'm looking forward to like in the next episode is the fact that you get to hear everyone's story.
Absolutely.
And one thing I've also noticed is that they see the potential. And sometimes in this industry, you know, in music and in entertainment, sometimes you become overlooked.
Absolutely.
And people don't know your story. So for me, I think that's like one thing in regards to this particular season that I'm looking forward to is hearing the stories and seeing stars blossom. So that's what I'm excited about.
Now, have you noticed anything different? Have you watched the American Idol shows before? Anything different you've noticed outside of, you know, everyone's telling their stories?
I would say the fact that they're letting them use like tracks, instruments, you know, having the pianist come and play for them. I think that's very different. I've actually had a few friends that have gone through the process of American Idol. And that's something. But let me ask you this, though. Do you think that kind of takes away from the show because they let them have like a guitarist come and play and all of that? Or
I don't think it takes away from the show that they're letting them bring in instruments. I think it adds value to the show because you're not just coming in auditioning and just standing there with nothing. I mean, American Idol is to show your talents. So how would they ever know like what you're capable of doing if there's not a piano there for you to just go and, you know, play? But I don't know if you all noticed, but there's different judges, which is really good, but Simon is gone.
Okay, so
that's what I was talking about when I'm like, did you notice anything
different?
Because I really truly feel like the energy is totally different. I feel like, I don't know, it's lighter. I feel like, you know, this show is like basically the place where superstars are born and they talk about that. And in order for people to walk in the room and be able to be themselves and not feel like they're just going to get trashed by Simon, I think is a weight lifted off people within itself. Although he was a really good judge, it's just like you knew, like, if you're going to get a no, it's from him. Versus these three judges, it's so unpredictable. You don't know who's going to give you a yes or a no.
But see, and this is the thing, and maybe I have a slight bias because I sing and things like that. So I'm very particular. And I've got musical friends. I got friends that can sing a house down. So for me, when it comes to judging the talent and hearing their voices for what it is, I think I can nitpick a little bit. And I can appreciate Simon for that because Simon was honest. Now, I have seen past episodes where he was a little OD and he was, you know, really kind of unnecessarily digging into their, you know, other aspects other than their voice. But the thing is that I just don't want to see everyone because their story, and although I can appreciate all the stories, how touching they are, I don't want that to be overshadowed by the actual vocal aspect of the show.
Yeah.
So that's the part I'm kind of like, ooh.
I just feel like, I don't know, it's just something very authentic about it, though, because I feel like everyone watching the show can relate to someone, some contestant.
True.
Every story has been different. And I feel like, I don't know, it brings hope about, you know, someone that maybe felt like, okay,
totally
there's no way I can make it to American Idol because I have this going on or that going on. So I just feel like, I don't know, the American dream is to be able to, you know, live life and have the opportunity that you dream of. And I feel like the show gives that, and with all the stories, they're able to, people are able to see themselves in the contestants. So I do like that. I love the diversity of like this episode.
Yeah. Also musically, it's so many different varieties and genres. You have country, R&B.
Absolutely.
And speaking of genres,
I know where you're going with this. I was going to wait.
Okay.
We were going to talk about him later. But I know where you're going with this.
Yes.
Because that was interesting.
He had me shooketh because...
Okay, we can talk about it. Let's talk about it. Okay. So there was a contestant by the name of Vokils. Is that who you're talking about? Now, we're not saying that everyone out there is, you know, spiritual or faith-based people, but this guy, he prided himself on, you know, bringing what did he say, he wake up dark spirits, and you know, he does the trap metal.
It was the trap metal. And you know what, shout out to Luke, because like Luke said, he rode the wave, so he listened to it.
Yes.
Now I'm not gonna lie, I was weak when I saw Lionel and Katie.
Guess what they did? You want me to show you?
Literally. That, yo, I lost
this. This is how they were when this guy came out. Are you? But listen, they should have been, because
sir,
he brought Katie a gift. Okay, so he brought Katie a gift. This gift, he had on a mask. Okay, and it was just like a black bag, and she's just like, what is it?
Does it have a heartbeat? Is it dead?
She didn't know what it was. The guys were like, we got you, Katie. Like, we got you.
Right.
Literally, this guy, I'm not going to say that I did not like him, because I feel like there's beauty in everyone.
So
but
nice.
I will say, I just didn't see it.
You're going to see, I'm going to look like the bad guy, because that was a mess. I'm sorry. I mean, I was for a little bit, but that was just for comical effect. But the thing is with him, I can appreciate him stepping outside of the box, you know, with metal. But yeah, he was a lot. And I'm with Katie. She said, I rebuke that.
Exactly. Like, now, listen, like, I'm all for that. But one thing I will say that I appreciate about him is he was able to stand out. Mm-hmm. And even though he didn't get the yes, you have to think about American Idol. The audition process is not just what we see on the TV. The audition process starts way before then. Because I remember when I auditioned for America's Next Top Model, and it was just like that. But the only difference was Well, they may do this for American Idol too, but you have to send an audition tape first. You have to go through all these screenings and all these auditions before you even make it to the real deal that we see. And even then, when they say you're going to Hollywood, that's not like you're on the show. You have to audition again. So I appreciate the fact that he was unique enough to even stand out of the crowd. Because think about how many people audition for American Idol. Mm-hmm.
So, you know? So during your process, when you went through that, mm-hmm. what kind of kept you going? Because it's like audition after audition after audition. So what do you think their mental should be going into that? Because like you said, it's a long process. So what kind of mm-hmm. kept you going?
What American Idol? I mean, not American Idol, America's Next Top Model. I made it to the round right before the auditions that you see on camera. Mm-hmm. So for me, I just feel like if you're going to do something like this, you have to be passionate about it. You can't just do it just to say, okay, I did it. You have to do it like because this is your dream. And I think mm-hmm. with American Idol, that's what I was so passionate about, because I am extremely passionate about dreamers. And yes. I feel like American Idol is all about the dreamers. I feel like, I don't know, it's just something about having that dream, and then you're fighting, you're taking classes, you're doing all these things. Even with us as hosts, you have to always perfect your craft. You have to always be, you know, taking classes and doing what you have to do, schooling, whatever preparation for the opportunity, and just to get to where you've always dreamed of, and to hear them say you're enough. That's the world, because in LA especially, like,
yeah,
you hear so many no's, you're not enough, you're not tall enough, you're not small enough, you're not big enough. So to hear these words come from legends in the game, people who are not just, you know, doing great, they're like thriving in the mm-hmm. entertainment industry, to hear them say, oh, you're world class, you know, you're can amazing. Stand out. It's just like, whoa, like that's just to another level. And the contestant that I appreciated a lot was Tyler.
Yes.
Tyler Mitchell. And I love mm-hmm. the fact that he was from Louisiana, of course, because yeah. I'm from Louisiana. But at the same time, I love the fact that he was so chill. Like, he had never experienced anything like this. And I feel like that's what this whole episode was about. Not judging a book by its cover.
Exactly.
Because all of these contestants that walked in, they literally, you would not have thought, you know, they had it in them. The Vietnamese girl.
Mm-hmm. She, now, vocally, I loved her. I loved her a lot. And the thing is, and to touch on what you're saying is, you know, and that's what separates different people in this industry is, you know, those that are willing to take it the extra mile and turn their dreams into reality.
Absolutely.
And what I like to call that wake up stage, mm-hmm. You know, and not allowing people's opinion of them to become their reality, but making mm-hmm. their dreams mm-hmm. their reality. I think that's such an amazing thing, because it's tough. It's tough when you're hearing no. It doesn't matter how strong you portray yourself to be. It is very tough
extremely.
Out here. And when you keep hearing no, 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 and, you know, your dream seems further and further away, you start to second guess yourself. But mm-hmm. I think, again, like we were talking about in the beginning, how this season, I feel like, is going to be full of stars being born, you know,
yes.
evolving, coming into
Absolutely.
Your own, and realizing that being you and your individuality, that's your power.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and that just manifesting through, you know, their voice and their performance and all of that. So I'm really excited. And Tyler, he's a cutie, and he's a twin brother.
He's so cute.
Yeah. He was just so humble, and, you know, he has
so
his wife.
Humble.
And I think I always say that humility will get you places that hustling cannot.
Oh.
Because
say it one more time for him.
Humility will get you places that hustling cannot.
She's taking us to church.
Okay, on a Sunday. So and that's so true. I mm-hmm. mean, you know, favor will get you places as well that hustling mm-hmm. cannot. Mm-hmm. And for him to just stand there flat footed with his guitar and just sing from his heart.
Just sing.
It was like it was
and,
incredible.
You know, what you said as far as I just thought about something.
Uh-oh, what?
There was one contestant that I absolutely loved, okay?
Who?
She stood out, and she stood out, and at first I didn't know if I would like her.
What you talking about?
But I'm like, what is she? But I'm like, you know what? I love it because she is just being
herself.
Her. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? And she was able to, her name was Margie. And if you all know her, She is amazing.
Yes.
Okay. The way that she came in, she sang. I mean, she had the notes and she would sing. And then all of a sudden she would just, oh my God. And then she's like, it's so much energy. And you know what? Some people will be afraid to be themselves.
Yes.
Some people will come in the room and they would like, okay, I can't do this because they're going to judge me or they're going to say this. They're not going to like that. But she was just being her and they loved it. Mm-hmm. They loved it. She even had a little thing with Katy Perry.
Exactly.
You know, their
yeah.
little thing. And it's just like, I think that's so unique. And, you know, I feel like any dreamers or any people that, you know, are out there acting, modeling, any auditions that you go on, you can take a lot of notes from American Idol. Because look at how the guy, what's his name? Uche. He came in the room doing the absolute most.
And his little hair.
And they were just like... Okay, so stand in one spot, you know, mm-hmm. and you would think, okay, if I just stand in one spot, it's not enough, and versus just going in there and doing your thing. Like, you don't have to squat and dance. He had a full performance, y'all.
He was hitting the...
He was pop-locking, dropping it, squatting.
Picking it back up, rolling it around.
I'm just like, keep still.
But isn't that the crazy thing is, like, it's so easy for us to portray different people to try to be the next Beyonce or the next Rihanna or Nicki Minaj. By the way, I loved when they were on Nicki Minaj and Mariah Carey when they were on American
forgive
Idol.
Forgive me, I didn't watch it then.
I liked it.
Only because it was just drama. And I feel like people wasn't watching the show for the contestants. They were watching the show to see what was going to be going on with the judges. And I feel like it's not about them. It's about the talent. You know what I mean? And that's what I love about this episode. We were able to get to know the contestants. It's like we were able to pick our favorites during the first show. We were able to say, oh my God, I like her.
This is what I'm
ready
for.
And her story. Even the girl, Khalifa. Woo!
Those were our first tears.
This episode, I fought back.
It gives me chills.
I fought back so much.
I did not cry.
Guys, we don't really understand how blessed we are until you see other people's stories. This girl was in and out of shelters, didn't have the money and the resources to get there. Her church sent her to the audition.
But wait, this is the part I loved about her, though. Mm-hmm. When she said that life was tough for her, but she didn't realize how tough until other people were pointing it out.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, that was just life. I was, that just, was just living. Life. Mm-hmm. And I was just surviving. And then the first thing she says is, well, you know, for you to be here when Katy was talking to her and was so inspired by her story. And she was like, my church, that's what got me through. Mm-hmm. I think when you have that foundation, and not to preach, you know, you guys again, but when you have a foundation, when you have that solid, mm-hmm. I mean, that will just get you through some of the toughest times.
So far, because not only is it the foundation, but you carry that faith. You carry it wherever you go. So you're constantly reminded. Like she said as well, she said, you know, me and my family has slept in my car. She said, but I was thankful
for the car.
I was just thankful to have the car.
Man, let me tell you, it is.
There's
a song by Curtis Mayfield. And it's just be grateful. Diamonds in the back, center top. But it says, though you may not drive a great big Cadillac, no gangster white walls, no TV antennas in the back, you may not have a car at all. But you can still stand tall. And that's a song that I was reminded of. And of course, the all-time favorite, Marvin Sapp, Never Would Have Made It.
Never Would Have Made It.
Okay. Without. Yes.
Okay. We're not going to go there because we're not on American Idol. We are not
Listen,
the contestants.
Wait,
okay?
My voice is set up right now.
Okay. So do you want to sing for us?
The little bit that I can. But the song I was talking about, it's, forgive me. Though you may not drive a great big Cadillac.
Hey.
No gangster white walls.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like, so now we see, whose audition tape we need to send in and whose story we need to tell, because she just, like, you know, hit us with a little something out the blue. That was not rehearsed. Okay.
Not at all. My voice is struggling because I've been singing for the Lord.
There you go. But literally, like, I don't know what it was. And then when she said that her church actually bought her
the guitar. But for her to go, and then she's really gifted. And, you know,
so
I think,
gifted. Now, her voice is beautiful.
Yeah, I may have to backtrack the whole thing when I was talking about the instruments, if it takes away. Because the thing is that she was on the guitar, and they're like, okay, just stand there and clap. Mm-hmm. But then she got on the piano, and like you
and
said,
that brought,
added,
it was so beautiful. And
I'll
then,
take my statement back. I like the instrument.
See, we got her to reconsider.
I'm reconsidering.
But the thing is, it's something about, I don't know, I have a love for music. I'm not a singer or anything, but I just have a love for music, and I have an ear for what's right and how it feels. And when mm-hmm. I tell you, when her fingers hit those keys, before she even opened her mouth, it was so beautiful that, like the judges said, it woke them up. They were like, okay, like they see that there's so much range with this girl.
Yeah, she has a lot of potential. I would say she definitely has a lot of potential, but I just love how pure her soul is.
Yes.
It's crazy that this is like a competition. We were talking about this earlier, how it's different doing like, you know, regular shows and mm-hmm. seasons, or not seasons, but, you know, different plots and all that. But this is so authentic. Mm-hmm. It's real, you know, which is very rare in reality TV. But the thing is, it's real. We actually get to see the stories. They are what's making the show.
Oh.
So I think I love that, because I think our entire season is going to be just about inspiration and, mm-hmm. and being inspired. And speaking of inspiration, Katy Perry's makeup and outfits, ma'am. Okay, I know we're talking about the music, but...
Katy. Girl.
She, now, my favorite was, like, she has this one shoulder green, like, leopard. And then she had this, like, metallic
and you know
purple
what?
Dress.
I totally was thinking about it. Maybe we should add a fashion segment to the show. I don't know, guys.
Yeah,
don't get excited. Do not get excited. I can't promise you. We have to ask the producers and see what they think. But I would think it would be good during the show if we can take little snippets
yes.
of the best and the worst dress. You know, yes. that would be nice.
And we can also do, shout out to Terrell for Song Association.
Mm-hmm.
We can throw out a word. We can mm-hmm. have some fun.
We can have some fun.
Most definitely.
But speaking of our viewers and having fun,
yes.
We need to get into our read for our guest.
Most definitely. So before we, you know, transition into our next topics, first and foremost, we want to thank you so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. Without you, there are no hosts. We're not able to do what we do. And we just love it so much. I know it's been an amazing experience for me to be a part of AfterBuzz TV. Same thing probably
Absolutely.
For you.
Absolutely.
But we need your help. We're trying to grow, and we want to continue to make our dreams as hosts become a reality and also cater to the super fans out there. So first and foremost, I need you to subscribe. Real simple. Just boop, hit that subscribe button. Also, I want you to give us some amazing ratings on iTunes. And also, we want to talk to you. We want to know what you think, what we can add to the show to make it that much better. And leave us a comment. We love to hear from our viewers. Like
Absolutely.
I said, without you guys, there's no us. But we just want to say thank you for supporting us.
Thank you so
and
much.
Giving us a platform to be our amazing selves and host a fun show.
Absolutely. Like, yep. Speaking of a fun show, I really do feel like the girl Margie, I feel like she's going to add so much fun to American Idol.
Yes.
And I hope they don't, like, tone her down too much.
Yeah.
Because, you know, after you find out you're going to Hollywood, the process is, I don't know if they go directly to their coaches.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, basically you start to go through training. And what I do love, too, speaking of which, while I'm thinking about it with the training, I love the fact that although I did not really like Uchi.
I didn't really like the way he said Abo.
It's not that I didn't like him. I just felt like he was doing too much. And then it's like, what I do like that the judges did was they gave him a chance. They gave him a chance. And even she was just like, I don't think he should.
But do you think though, really? This is where the singer side of me comes out. I'm
yeah.
sorry. I don't want to yeah. be the Simon Cowell of this season, but this is the thing. First of all, he picked the Smokey Norful song. Smokey Norful is
exactly.
an iconic voice in gospel.
Absolutely.
So anyone who touches that song, you better come.
Correct.
Or don't come mm-hmm. at all. But the thing is, for me, like you said, he was doing a lot. And I can appreciate the second chance. But on the second chance, I just didn't really.
But see, you know what?
I
think that we need contestants like that in American Idol, because not only, again, will it give the viewers hope as far as like, okay, I don't have to be 100% like right, they'll coach me, but it'll also teach him a lesson, because once he goes through the competition and he sees who he's competing with, he's either going to have to step up or step down.
Okay, so let me ask you
like,
this.
Like, they're going to filter him in or filter him out.
Okay, like, so let me ask you this, though. Because we see that a lot of, we have, like, the family and friends are all there, like, yay, I'm so excited,
I'm
going to take it. So let me ask you this. Let's say you have a son or a daughter, and you know that they cannot sing. You know that they're a little flat, a little sharp mm-hmm. when they sing certain things. Are you still going to go through the American Idol process with them?
I won't. I'm going to be honest.
What do you tell them?
For me, it's not because I appreciate and I have learned this with my life. Mm-hmm. It's about preparation. You can't just go to say, oh, I'm about to audition for American Idol. You even have to prep to audition.
But no, but I'm saying, but still, if we're going strictly off of raw talent, like the Vietnamese, the 19-year-old in high school, she's raw talent. She mm-hmm. can sing
but
her
again,
face off.
She was in a choir. She's been doing little things to prep her. Mm-hmm. It's not like this is just, okay, baby, you can sing. Let's audition for American Idol.
No, and I get that. Because trust me, I like many singers, my career debut as a vocalist started in the church. So mm-hmm. I get that. And it does take preparation. It takes a lot out of you. But the thing is that what I'm saying is it's strictly off of talent. It's like I'm only 5'2". Now, when I got my heels on, you can't tell me anything. I'm tall. But the same thing with modeling.
She tall.
I can probably do. But okay, but listen, you did modeling, right? And yeah. that is your natural gift. You're obviously a very beautiful woman.
Go, you better sleep.
But very beautiful woman. But the thing is, modeling is not my mm-hmm. natural gift. It's not my calling. Mm-hmm. Not saying that my beauty is lesser than yours. But what I'm saying is
I see where you're going.
That's a natural thing that you have. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. it's the same thing when it comes to music. Yes, all of us can make noise and sing, but is it going to be a joyful noise?
That's very true.
Miss the queen.
But see, woman... Speaking of which, and this is a great transition that you brought this up, what I love about Katie is, although Katie, she's smart, I love her as a judge because she will give out the yes, but she knows because they're going to give out the no. And they all have to say yes. I love that. Mm-hmm. Two, I love some of the quotes that Katie, you know, said throughout the episode. Yes. And I want to get into that because I was jotting down 5 quotes that I thought stood out and it matches what you say. And one of them was, she said, sometimes their purpose is not always it, and I have to be honest. And that's back to what you yes. were saying. Like, how do you feel about that? You're a singer, so.
Yeah. The thing is I had to get comfortable in Rakaia. Mm-hmm. I had to realize that what I brought to the table and what I contributed, it doesn't mean that I was less than. It doesn't mean that I'm not as talented or not as beautiful, but I had to realize what my gifts were mm-hmm. and how they could add to whatever it is I'm, you know, trying to pursue mm-hmm. in music. I'm not going to book every single gig. Mm-hmm. You know, everyone's not going to like my tone. Everyone's mm-hmm. not going to like my look. But the thing is that I had to be sure-footed in who I was, mm-hmm. but I also had those around me that wanted to see me grow mm-hmm. and we're going to be extremely honest with me. Like, Rakaia, okay.
You and see, that's the thing. I do feel like you have to have that honest judge like a Simon, but not in a way where it's going to break them to where they don't want to mm-hmm. ever yeah. follow their dreams again. Because there's people that will go to American Idol and probably get that note the first time around and go back the next year and probably go.
Yes.
And maybe win, you know? Like, mm-hmm. so who's to say? Mm-hmm. I really appreciate that as far as like, yeah, you do have to be honest because I do know like you can't just, yeah, baby, you can do it. You can do it. And like yeah. lead them down the wrong path. And now you're wasting all these years trying to prep for something that's not even your
them.
Purpose.
Right.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Because I believe in that wholeheartedly. Walking in your purpose. Mm-hmm. Walking in your purpose and really growing your gifts and growing mm-hmm. in your gifts and knowing what those are. Yeah. And that's very important because I've seen many times, and of course we can laugh about it, but, you know, we've all been in a position where we've been judged, you know, and we second guess. So my thing is, it's like my mom says, I'd rather me be honest with you before
than
you go out
else.
In the world
Absolutely.
And they completely tear you down because they don't love you mm-hmm. the way she loves me. So the thing is like, for, you know, to answer my own question, I don't think if my child could not sing and that wasn't their gift, I would do it exactly how Katie does. Because Katie, mm-hmm. she's very tactful. Mm-hmm. She doesn't say things like you said in a mean way to poke at you.
Don't poke.
Because I'm not going to really
jump to you. She says it in a way where you can
grow. It's out of love. Mm-hmm.
Something mm-hmm. else she said, it's not that you don't have it. It's just that you're not ready. That's some of our problems.
Preach.
And I love the fact that her foundation and everything. Yeah, she's a church girl as well.
Yeah.
And it's just mm-hmm. like, I love that about Katie because when people tell you no sometimes, and this is just a word of advice for the viewers watching as well, like, it's not that it's a no, like this isn't your purpose. Maybe you're just not ready. It goes back to just prepping, like, you know, and if you prep, maybe you will be ready the next time, but just not right now.
Yeah. And that's true. Even in the word of God is to, you know, timing is everything in God's timing. And sometimes, trust me, there have been times in my life where I've stepped right when I was supposed to go left and mm-hmm. I I've misstepped or missed something or did something too soon or too late. And I wasn't ready. Mm-hmm. I wasn't ready for that. Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful thing about just embracing your journey and being, you know, content with where you're at, not complacent.
But see, that type of talk is all because of a relationship and an understanding with your faith.
Yes.
And I just feel like even it brings me back to Khalifa, like even with her, like, I feel like that is what keeps her going. Mm-hmm. Even Lionel Richie, one of his quotes, he said, God can only do for you what he can do through you.
Yeah.
I was like, American Idol, you are doing it this season.
Yes. You know what? This is
Dreamers. That's what it's all about.
Yes.
The place where superstars are born. That's what it's all about.
Exactly. That's what I love is... Because, of course, we have all the shows that have the drama and all of that. But it's really refreshing to have a show where we can see, of course, the musical aspect, which, you know, I love and appreciate.
Me too, girl.
As I know you appreciate as well. But I think what we all can, whether you just listen to music, whether you sing music, write music, whatever you do, regardless of that, you can just be so inspired by the stories.
And it's refreshing
to have a show like that. Yeah, it's refreshing to have a show like that. I absolutely love it. Love it.
Yeah, and I think that I love the fact that they are giving people a chance, because one of Katie's last quotes was, I think the nerves got the best of you. And I feel like with all of us in life, sometimes the nerves get the best of us, but you only have that one opportunity. But just think about all that she's thinking about going into this room with these judges, and like she's thinking about her family. I mean, she's going back to a show. It's like, it's just so much. And I just love the fact that most of these contestants are not just doing it for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing it for other people watching, their families, just so many other things. So I just...
What about the young lady with the young parents, where her dad came back into her life at age 15?
That don't make me think about it.
Yeah, so we have a young lady. Her name is Lacey K. Booth.
Mm-hmm.
Her story is also really sweet because, you know, her parents had her very young. Her dad, I believe she said, was 17 and her mom's 15 or vice versa.
Yep.
And because he was trying to live his dream of doing music, you know, he wasn't very present.
Yeah,
he couldn't be there. And he was just like, you know, he said that she didn't regret him not being there. And he said he did. And it was just that really touched me because I'm a daddy's girl.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally that is something that I could really relate to, just having a dad. I couldn't imagine not having my dad there, mm-hmm. but it was crazy because such a time as this, you know, he was able to be there for her and experience that, and for them to reconnect, you know, and music is what brought them back together.
And I just love it because at the end, oh my God, I'm just thinking about it. I'm not being extra, y'all. It was just this touching.
It was.
Literally, he was like, you know, I just feel like I'm living my dreams through her,
mm-hmm.
because he wasn't able to get as far as she's getting. And I just want to just shout out the people who edited these episodes, because kudos to you guys, because it wasn't too much of the craziness. It wasn't too much of, it was just very, very well balanced. And I really, really love it. And I just love the fact that we were able to see the range in their voices, because I do feel like because of the stories, because we knew so much about their backstories and their background, when they sang, we can feel what they were singing, I just feel like good music to me sometimes come from pain. It comes from experiences. It comes from things that you're going through in your life. So in order for you to engage the audience in that way, I just feel like it just added so much value to the contestant that we knew their stories, because even when the guy sang with his brothers that passed away, he wasn't up there like doing the most, but it's like you could literally feel like, it was so calm, like it was just a calm range that he had, that it was just so soothing in a way where it's like, okay, I feel your pain, but you're not doing too much. It's like,
right, it's not overly dramatic. I think two American Idol vets that I can think of top of my head right now that I think till this day sing from a place like no other would
you
be.
Better not say Fantasia.
She always hit you with the yay, yay, yay.
And kick off them shoes.
Yeah. I don't like feet. When I be singing, I be like, you're singing, but cover up the mic. But the thing is that, I'm sorry, but Fantasia, she does sing.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. That woman there sings from a place that
and
is
Jennifer
like.
Hudson.
That was the next one.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, her story is incredible. Losing all her family members.
And Myra, the Vietnamese girl, when she said she was singing Jennifer Hudson, I'm like, what? I'm like, okay, no. Girl. I'm like, okay, let's see.
Were there anyone that you were kind of like?
She blew it down. She blew it down. I
should have known. But she came in with a suit. I was like, okay, she's going to sing.
But I just feel like this is a prime example. This whole episode is a prime example of not to judge a book by its cover, because everybody that walked in, I'm like, whatever. But from the first contestant to the last, it was amazing. Do you have any predictions for next week's episode? Like,
I don't know yet, but I will say one of my favorites, I think, is going to be Tyler and also the Vietnamese 19-year-old.
Yeah.
Those two vocally, I love. I'm looking forward to them, too.
I think, you know who we forgot to mention?
Who?
Tiffany. The little, she was giving her and Ella Mai vibes.
Yeah.
Tiffany, I liked her. She was super chill, but she came with it.
She loved her some Lionel. She did.
Oh my God, her mom, they all got the picture and everything.
Right.
But I really do feel like
Tiffany LeMay.
I think I can't really say, the Vietnamese girl, like her, she's gonna rock the house, because when I look at American Idol, I think about American Idol. So I think about you being on that stage in front of everybody and you being a star.
Mm-hmm.
I see her in the top five.
Really?
I don't see her winning, but now, I see her, like, you know.
You know who I think also is going to be a top 10? Miss In-N-Out. The In-N-Out girl. With the
we didn't
beautiful...
even talk about her.
She, number one.
Her personality, her look, those eyes.
Beautiful. Oh, my.
Like, she has the full package.
She is the package. And I think, that's what I think when I think American Idol. I think the full package. Because even nowadays, you know, you have to be packaged, and you have to know your brand. Know your brand, build your brand, and then protect your brand in everything that you do. Mm-hmm. So for me, I feel like her, she's going to be one, I think, that's gonna shock us. Mm-hmm. Because vocally, she has control.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a great personality. She ate potato chips with Katy Perry. Like, who knows that? Like, she set the tone. She created a really comfortable energy and an environment when she walked into the room. But it wasn't overbearing.
It was just perfect.
And she's flat out gorgeous. Like, she's like America's sweetheart.
The first guy, Walker, we didn't talk about him much, but I think he's good, but I don't think he will make it very far. Like, I don't see it.
Yeah, I think for me, like, during the audition phases, I'm like, who am I going to remember?
Exactly. And that's why I like Margie. That's why I like Margie, because she was able to blow. Because think about it. Think about the world that we're living in right now with social media and just everything. Like, she has a presence and a personality on stage where I feel like, I hope it just doesn't get in the way. Because I'm like, what I feel like is great, but I hope it doesn't get in the way.
But look, we got ourselves a Cardi B, though. Like, Cardi B's over the top, and she's, you know.
Yeah.
She, you know,
that's
she's
what I'm saying.
And
like,
that's her brand.
Social media.
True.
Okay. So
let me ask you this. If you could, even though I know you're not a singer, but.
I can sing, girl.
Go ahead and sing something. Today, ABCs. Okay, if you were auditioning, what song would you use or sing?
At Last.
Go ahead, hit it.
Well, that's all we have today, folks. Actually, next week I'll take some
vocal rest.
And I'll be ready for next week. But thank you all so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week, and you know, we'll see if some of our predictions come true. So we'll see y'all then.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.